Sound Opinions is supported by Goose Island, proud supporter of live music and driven to think big about beer since 1988. Goose Island Beer Company, Chicago, Illinois. Think big about beer.
This is Sound Opinions, and this week, Greg, we are sharing some of our favorite live performances from artists who've come to our studio or who we've recorded out at other events. Some of these never heard before. We're going to start off with a studio performance, a song that was never aired by Tame Impala from 2013, the song Solitude. I will forever remember Tame Impala as taking the longest time to soundcheck ever. You know, incredible psychedelic pop band, wildly inventive, creating soundscapes that exist only between the headphones, but they were perfectionist in trying to get exactly the sounds that they wanted. And it came out, I think, extraordinarily well. It drove two engineers crazy, but man, Tame Impala sounded great. Solitude by Tame Impala on Sound Opinions.
That is Tame Impala with Solitude from 2013, an in-studio performance with a previously unaired song, Jim. Kevin Parker, I'll never forget the barefoot boy genius of, of Tame Impala.
I forgot he
studio.
Took his shoes off.
Yeah, he was the guy that, you know, the perfectionist streak in the group. We had another very ambitious ensemble in Sir the Baptist, who brought in a very large band to our studio in 2017, including the vocalist Crystal Harris. You're going to hear a performance that just blew us all away that day. I'll never forget it. There were tears shed in the studio that day, Jim.
I think that's
I would
a first.
It was a very emotional day all around.
We've prompted plenty of people to cuss at us over 650-something shows, but never to cry.
Yeah, it was a beautiful performance and a beautiful interview with Sir the Baptist and his group. Here's a track they played that day, Deliver Me, from Sir the Baptist on Sound Opinions with Crystal Harris on featured vocals.
Deliver Me is a song about my my sister. So I just wanted God to, you know, to find peace between two people. Now this song, she would get beat by her husband, who was the deacon in the church. And nobody would say anything. My dad's the pastor. They wouldn't say anything. Because I think this deacon paid a good offering. I could picture my sister singing a song like this. Lord, 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 deliver me, 'cause all he seemed to do is hurt me. Now I'm not the one to sing this song, Chris. You ready? Chris gonna sing it and let you know to feel it. She couldn't sing it that loud when he was in the house, but when he would leave the house, she could scream. She would go.
I said, Lord, deliver me, 'cause all he seemed to do is hurt me, hurt me.
Me, but you really love me. When you ball it up inside, it creates tornadoes in your tummy. Energy sparks emotions, emoted by lots of pressure. Hatred is a small gesture. Yes, sir. See, you're nauseous over this nonsense. Friends should just be friends, but it's hard to tell your conscience. Paralyzed by the pain, so moving on is just a concept. Imperfected in my perfections, I'm only half of what you want, and I'm only half of what you need.
Deliver me, 'cause all they seem to do is hurt me, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, man.
Hurt me, yeah.
Now, I've never hit a woman. And I promise I never will. But I've done mental damage. And what we don't understand, on both sides of the field, men and women, in this journey to find that person that you're gonna love, you do so much mental damage to the people that you run into. And if life is all about relationships, then we have to make sure that we don't break a lot of the people that love us in the most sacred places, because they're depending on us. So for every man, for every woman that has encountered some sort of heartache and some sort of heartbreak, it's time for us to heal it, especially in hip-hop, because the woman will carry the next rapper. You can't get the next best rapper if you treat every woman like she should be on a pole or like she's nothing. Chris, sing one more time for me.
I said hello. Deliver me.
You singing like an old Johnny girl right there.
Cause all they seem to do is hurt me.
Now do one for Aretha.
Hurt me.
Here we go. Break it down, guys.
Sir the Baptist, Deliver Me in 2017, live here in studio. That one never aired before. Neither did this one, Greg. We did a special session with James Alex of Beach Slang at the Goose Island Tap Room in 2016, and he played Ride the Wild Haze. This is a band known for its out-of-this-world energy on stage. And to hear James in this setting where he's playing solo acoustic, right, it was all the more effective to me because, you know, the intensity of the emotion he delivers in the lyrics and the music is always there, whether it's at ear-shattering volume or very quietly on acoustic guitar. Ride the Wild Haze, Beach Slang on Sound Opinions.
I feel most alive when I'm listening to every record that hits harder than the pain. I try a lot to write, I try to use my brain, but every time I try, my heart gets in the way. I've never been all right, I've never been okay. I never cared if I was cool, fit in, or anything. I have an absent mind, I'm never listening. I'm a kind of misfit kid floating in this daze. Ride the wild haze. Ride the wild haze. Get really high, stay up for days. I come back down and somehow things are all the same. Let's get really wild, holy and strange. Let's make the last.
loudest sound until we feel something. And ride the wild haze. 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 Get high enough to feel alive. Get high enough to feel alive. Get high enough, feel alive. Get high enough, feel alive. Get high enough, feel alive. High enough, feel alive.
That is Ride the Wild Haze from Beach Slang, solo acoustic in 2016 with a previously unaired performance. After a break, Jim and I will share some rare live performances from Arcade Fire and Girlpool. That's all coming up on Sound Opinions from WBEZ Chicago and PRX.